This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've seen any ads from the presidential campaigns, you've probably seen a whole lot of hard hats and safety goggles and factory workers as well. Whether the ads are for Governor Romney or for President Obama, the go-to visuals are manufacturing, which is actually kind of funny since not that many Americans actually do that kind of work anymore. From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark reports.
Let's ignore the politics for a moment and just focus on the pictures. Take this ad for President Obama. Pans past a locked-up factory and then cuts to a former worker talking in front of a bunch of power tools.
A group of people told us that the plant is now closed and all of you are fired.
You see a lot of visuals in the ads of people either working in factories or abandoned factories.
Elizabeth Wilner analyzes political campaign ads for Kantar Media. She says only 9% of Americans work in manufacturing, but a lot of them work in swing states, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania.
The places where there are a lot of people are dependent upon the health of manufacturing, what their livelihoods center on is disproportionately represented in the campaign ad.
I tracked down a guy who was represented.
I'm Michael Ernest, and I'm a retired machinist.
He's the one in that ad we just heard. He says even if not many people do the kind of work he does these days, he's glad it's getting attention.
That's where the money's at, where if you go to work up at the grocery store uptown, you're going to be working for minimum wage.
But that might be what more of the future looks like, according to economist Gus Fauché at PNC Financial.
There are policies that will help around the edges, but I don't think that those longer-term trends of globalization and productivity growth are going to go away.
And he says no matter how many factories we see in presidential ads, there's not much either candidate can do about the shrinking role manufacturing has in America. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.